Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, we got a lot to talk about this morning here on Montana Talks. A lot of national news stories with a direct Montana angle to each and every one of them that we could spend the entire hour talking about here this morning. In fact, if I didn't put this story on our Montana Talks website, if I didn't bring this story up here at some point this hour of the show, I know we'd be getting phone calls. I know we'd be getting messages, because I was already getting messages last night. Last night, especially after Tucker Carlson's program aired on Fox News, I know my ears perked up. I was in the middle of writing up a story and doing some show prep for our statewide radio show, Montana Talks, and I was listening to Tucker Carlson in the background, and all of a sudden I hear Malmstrom Air Force Base mentioned. Malmstrom Air Force Base, of course, in Great Falls, Montana. And this time they weren't talking about the Chinese spy balloon. Instead, no, it was Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz hammering Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin over these drag queen story hour events targeting kids on several military bases. And apparently the Malmstrom reference was in reference to an event that was being promoted back in June of 2021. And then after hammering Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, he also raised the issue with General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And according to Congressman Matt Gaetz out of Florida, he says General Milley has now committed to, quote, ending drag queen story hour events on military bases. So that's a big story that we can talk about. And even if you've already heard about the story, I'm interested in hearing reactions from some of our callers all across Montana. Another big story that I threw together last night, the flip-flop flat top from Montana is at it again. You know, Liberal Senator John Tester has been a supporter of the WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. rules, despite opposition from farmers and ranchers on the ground here in Montana. But he's flip-flopping on that issue now. Well, why? Not because it's sunny outside, but, you know, there's still snow on the ground. We still have temps dropping down in the teens. No, it's flip-flop season, because next year is 2024 and Senator Tester is up for re-election, so he has to pretend to be moderate again. But we all know that Joe Biden is basically likely to veto the legislation anyway. So he does this purely symbolic vote against WOTUS yesterday, the same WOTUS regulations that wouldn't even be in place if he wasn't a U.S. senator anyway. And then Biden will veto it and nothing happens at the end of the day. The other big thing, while I was in the middle of writing up both of those stories, I had a friend of mine in Big Timber, Montana, say, hey, did you see Congressman Ryan Zinke grilling Joe Biden's Interior Secretary yesterday? She just absolutely got embarrassed during her testimony. So as you can see, there's a lot to talk about. But we got a lot to talk about in the Montana legislature. And thankfully, we've got Speaker of the House Matt Regeer joining us for our
23. April 8th at Metro Park.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, Semper Gumby. Semper Gumby. I know some of our fellow military veterans out there know what I mean by that. Always flexible. We got to get a quick frago for you here this morning. So luckily, I checked my messages here. So Speaker of the House Matt Regeer has two bills this morning that he has to present. So he should be calling in at some point this hour of the show, but normally he would kick off our show for us here. We'd take your phone calls, talk, get the latest legislative update from Helena, but he's got a couple of key bills that he has to be the one to present. So we should get a phone call from him at some point this hour. In the meantime, we'll open up the phone lines for you, and we'll just jump right into the show here. We got a lot to talk about, so we'll look forward to hearing from the speaker at some point. But in the meantime, as you heard, we got a lot of other things to cover as well. So the phone lines are open for you right now. If you got something you want to talk about and be heard all across Montana, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Well, this is the story that I didn't get on our website yet here. Congressman Zinke grills Biden's Interior Secretary, Deb Haaland, for propping up China when it comes to critical minerals. As I told you, I was putting all these stories on our website last night, and I got a text message from a friend of mine in Big Timber, and he said, "Hey, did you watch that hearing?" And what did he say here? He said, he was driving to Helena listening in on this hearing. He said, "Did you watch Zinke grill Deb Haaland today? He humiliated her." Well, listen for yourself.
"Minerals should be sourced from countries that are stewards of the environment, like the U.S. and our allies, or sourced from Russia and China that don't share our same values."
Congressman, what I'll say is the president is committed
pretty to... Pretty much a yes and no. It's your policy, madam.
Our policy is to work to make sure we have the best...
I'll take that as a maybe. So are you aware that China produces more emissions than any other country on the planet?
I have probably read that somewhere.
Are you also aware that China produces 90% of the world's plastic from four rivers?
I will take that as.
You also are aware that China is the biggest offender on illegal fishing.
Thank you, Chair Congressman.
Have you read the Department of Interior report on critical minerals dated December 17?
December 17th of 2021?
2017.
I have not read that full report. From 2017.
Are you aware that China controls by proxy production the supply chain of critical minerals that are critical to both the EV world and defense?
Thank you for that information.
Are you aware by multiple studies that in order to satisfy the present requirements of EV and critical minerals to defense, it would take an increase of 2,000% of mining for 20 years. Are you aware of that?
Thank you for the information, Congressman.
Oh, brother. And it goes on. That same audio clip, I only played about just under 2 minutes of that. That clip will go on for another like 3 or 4 minutes of similar questions with similar non-answers. Oh, thank you for that information. I'll take that to be true. I probably read that somewhere. I should be careful here because I could probably get in trouble for this one from CNN. Did you guys see the story on CNN the other day? CNN says that if you use a meme or a GIF, you know, if you're on social media and you share one of these memes, and the meme includes, say, you know, one of your favorite celebrities or one of your favorite entertainers. If you got a celebrity that you love, you got an entertainer that you love, and they happen to be black, you, if you're white, you are not allowed to share memes or GIFs featuring black people. Because CNN says if you do so, well, then you're a racist if you share memes. I tell you what, listening to this back and forth of former Trump Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke sharing these facts, sharing this critical information about critical minerals with Joe Biden, Secretary of the Interior. You know the meme or the GIF that I would share on social media? Did you ever watch the movie Rush Hour with Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan? The meme that I would share would be Chris Tucker. "Do you not understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?" Because it's like, seriously, this woman is the cabinet member for the President of the United States. When look at everything that is going on in the world right now when it comes to China and Russia, and look at how this administration is failing this country and putting us in a critical position, weakening our military, pushing this woke politics with these drag queen story hour events targeting kids. And they push this Green New Deal. They push this federal spending that's driving up inflation, all in the name of green energy, all in the name of electric vehicles. And yet, what do they need if they want to have their electric vehicles? They need these critical minerals. Who are they sending the money to? Who is benefiting from all of this? The communist Chinese. And here is Joe Biden's Interior Secretary. Are you aware that China produces more emissions than any other country on the planet? I probably read that somewhere. Another question he asked her later on in that testimony, can you pick any place in the United States that you have identified to fast track so we are not vulnerable to China and Russia, both in defense and in electric vehicles, because our defense industry needs these critical minerals as well. She says, well, we're working on identifying those critical minerals. Well, no hurry. No hurry. Take your time. Take your time, Adams.
Better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. At some point later in the hour, we very likely could get a phone call from Speaker of the House, Matt Regeer, at the state capitol in Helena. He usually joins us every Thursday for a legislative update, but we always got to be flexible with that given the floor schedule, committee hearings, etc. So, yeah, but great to take your phone calls in the meantime. Looks like we got a couple callers on the line who want to talk about some of the specific legislation before lawmakers in Helena. First up, though, let's go to Gene in Columbia Falls. Gene, thanks for the call.
Yeah, how are you today?
Great.
I often enjoy listening to parts of your show while I'm in the car.
Well,
anyway,
well thanks for listening.
I might be woefully uninformed on this because I don't listen all the time, but I recall in the past there was a bill to stop our state taxation of Social Security income. At that time, we had a Democrat governor, and I believe he vetoed it. But I haven't heard anything since we have a Republican governor now, and I'm just wondering if there's any legislation on the floor, and especially thinking about this big surplus we have, if the state is considering stopping taxing Social Security income.
They should, shouldn't they?
I think they should, and I think my husband and I are doing fine, but I know there's a lot of people who really depend on that income, and with all the inflation, it has just eaten away at it. So I'm just concerned. I was hoping Speaker Regeer would be here to answer my question, but if you could pass that on, I would love to know.
We will, yeah. No, I tell you what, that topic is, and I know you're able to pop in from time to time. We've got some folks that, man, they listen every second of every hour, every day, but sometimes, yeah, you're driving, you're stuck in meetings or whatever, and so you're only able to, that topic comes up every time. Every time the governor is here, every time we have a legislative leader here, that topic comes up because, yeah, I agree with you, and so many of our listeners across Montana agree that we have got to stop taxing Social Security. You've been taxed already your entire life, and now they're going to tax you again. Especially, you're right, in the midst of this inflation that John Tester and Joe Biden have thrust across America. But no, and your history is correct. The Republicans, when they controlled the legislature in past sessions. In fact, it was Dave Howard out of Park City. He had the bill to stop taxing Social Security. It was vetoed by Democrat Governor Steve Bullock. But now we have a Republican governor. We have a supermajority, and the surplus keeps climbing, could be upwards of $3.2 billion by the end of this year, last I heard. And so they need to do away with it. Now I get where the governor's coming from. They want to prioritize tax deductions. They delivered over $1 billion in tax relief, and they need to be praised for that and commended for that. They delivered, tax rebates, income tax rebates, property tax rebates, which will help senior citizens as well. and they lowered the tax rates for all. So everybody will benefit from that. But I also think that the time is long past due to once and for all do away. Most states don't tax Social Security benefits anyway. And so why would we be one of the few that still do? Just doesn't make sense. So, Gene, thanks for the call. Dean in Billings, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Aaron. Hey, I just want to let you know and the folks know here in Montana that House Bill 635 is headed to the governor for a signature. And what it does, basically it allows out-of-state private landowners that own, you know, ranches here in Montana, it opens a door for them to bring in as many out-of-state hunters as they want to. And I'm not, I haven't heard anything about this, so I'm just kind of putting the word out.
Yeah, who's the author of that bill? Because maybe we could get the author of that specific legislation on this show to talk about it in a little bit more depth.
Well, honestly, I don't have that in front of me.
Oh, okay.
But it's made it through the House and the Senate. It's ready to be signed by the governor. So basically, I guess I what I'm saying is you should contact the governor, let him know that, you know, this is not for Montanans. This is for out-of-staters, and it doesn't, you know, it's not for us.
Well, and there's always kind of a delicate balance there, isn't it? Is where we, you know, the everyday kind of Montana hunters, we want to have access. We want to have the ability to get out and get opportunities at the game, right? But on the other hand, there's a lot of Montanans. This is their livelihood, and for some of these small towns in rural Montana, this is when, you know, the hunting season is what props up their economy for the rest of the year. And so they rely on folks coming here and spending money in the restaurants and the cafes and renting out hotel rooms and all that. So there's always a delicate balance. Does this go too far in one direction or the other is I'm sure what the governor's going to weigh before signing it into law.
Well, and you're right. You know, it does, you know, hunting season brings in a tremendous amount of revenue. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's Montana first. And whether this is good for, you know, it's going to limit tags for Montanans, I guess we'll see. That's my concern.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, hey, if we truly care about wildlife and hunting and especially central and eastern Montana, well, the more that they keep pushing these predators out there and the more we can't deal with these predators, and that's one of the other criticisms of these radical left-wing outfits like the APR is they keep supporting these predators. And, well, what impact do you think that's going to have? You know, these ranchers have protected the wildlife habitat and improved the wildlife habitat. The APR is pushing these predators. The radical left is pushing these predators. That's going to wreak havoc on hunting opportunities and the outdoor economy in parts of rural Montana for sure. Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for getting that on our radar, Dean. Great to hear from you. 294-0970, the number for you. Next up, we've got, Kurt in Billings. Kurt in Billings, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to KBUL. What's on your mind?
Hey, Aaron. Good talking to you again. A couple great calls just right before me. That was good stuff with the hunting and the I wanted to talk about was kind of circle back is what you used to always say to the drag queen thing. And you know, I don't get where our government is supporting this stuff, but you know, if these LGBTQ, YZW people want to, whatever they want to do in their house or their private taverns or whatever is fine. But don't be doing that on public property. You know, these drag queen shows at Malmstrom, I heard you guys talking about, and our schools, and I don't know if our Montana schools are doing this yet, but they are doing it around the country. And
some of the libraries are trying to push it, yeah. And then they had it at Zoo Montana. Remember that? They took a lot of heat over that, deserved heat. And then they attacked the Christians and folks in the community who protested it. It's like, you know, all sorts of stuff. You still there, Kurt? Oh, it looks like we So might have hit a wrong button there and accidentally lost your call. Oh, yeah, looks like some button just did. We had our phone lines almost fold up there, and they all just kind of dropped on us real quickly. So, Kurt, I'm sure you're listening over the radio. Call right back in, 406-294-0970. So when it comes to this whole drag queen story hour, I know you know, at the start of our statewide show here, I briefly mentioned the headline. I briefly mentioned the news. So last night on Tucker Carlson's program, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz was talking about, you know, not only questioning Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, and when he questioned Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin about all, well, let me just play that portion of the back and forth for you first, and then I'll share some of the Mark Milley stuff as well.
How much taxpayer money should go to fund drag queen story hours on military bases?
You know, drag queen story hours is not something that the department funds.
Well, wait a second. That's actually not what the record seems to suggest. You were going to fund one at Ramstein Air Force Base. That one got canceled, but that's DOD insignia. That's a drag queen story hour for children. Then also at Malmstrom Air Force Base outside of Great Falls, Montana, you had a drag queen story hour for kids. Who funded these things, Mr. Secretary?
Listen, drag shows are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds.
All right, so you heard Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, the same guy who testified yesterday that he has no regrets about the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. There he is claiming that, oh, no, we don't fund any of this stuff. We don't fund any of this stuff. But, of course, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz laid out the evidence. Later on, he put forth the same evidence to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley.
So then Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, admitted that he was not aware military bases were hosting drag queen story hours. Watch this.
Can I get copies of those? Because I'd like to take a look at those myself, actually. Take a look and find out what actually is going on there. Because that's the first I'm hearing about that kind of stuff. I don't read those news stories. I don't know what you're talking about. I'd like to take a look at those because I don't agree with those.
Well, they're now in the official record.
Shouldn't be happening. Thank you. Thank you for that admission.
All right. So then Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, mentioned that basically he was able to get a commitment from Chairman Milley that they would put an end to these drag queen story hour events targeting kids. But again, this is the type of woke nonsense that is undermining this country as all of the threats continue to be on the rise right now, particularly from the communist Chinese. Let's see, Mason. Mason on the phone lines. We've got 30 seconds before the break. What do you want to share? Mason, are you there? Okay, I'm not hearing Mason. Hold on one second. We'll have our producer check in with you during this break. We got a quick break. I was going to try to sneak in one more phone call there before the break. Lots of callers on the line. We'll get to every single one of you right after this quick break right here on Montana Talks. Let's see. Mason was going to say something about a TikTok ban. Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson was talking about TikTok, talking about the communist Chinese. Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson said this. Joe Biden is compromised when it comes to China.
Yeah, I know. Sean is the host. But the real star is Linda, the producer. Catch them both on The Sean Hannity Show, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on News Talk 103.3 and AM 970.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
U.S. Senator John Tester, along with three other Democrats and an independent, voted with all the Republicans in the U.S. Senate yesterday to overturn the controversial Waters of the U.S. rule under the Clean Water Act. The resolution of disapproval matched a bill passed by the House on a 227-190 vote earlier this month, but the bill will be vetoed by President Biden. Agriculture groups have been among some of the most ardent critics of the latest attempt to define waters of the U.S. Ag groups maintain the new rule is overly broad and could lead to federal regulation of ditches, ephemeral streams, and low spots on farmland. The new WOTUS rule is the law of the land, which went into effect a week and a half ago, except for the states of Texas and Idaho, which was granted an injunction against the rule. Montana and 23 other states also asked a federal court for a similar injunction, but did not receive it. Even though President Biden will veto the resolution for the WOTUS rule, it comes essentially while the U.S. Supreme Court has a pending case, Sackett versus the EPA, that also likely will go a long way in determining whether the latest EPA rule will need to be rewritten. President Obama passed a similar WOTUS rule in 2015. That rule was then repealed and replaced with the Navigable Waters Protection Rule by President Trump, with the Trump rule then being replaced by President Biden. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Phone lines are open right now, 406-294-0970. I was going to go to Alicia out of Flaxville. Alicia, call back in if you had to jump off the phone lines during the break there, because, you'll be next up here on the phone lines, 406-294-0970. If you got something you want to talk about, I know we got a bunch of calls that are coming in, so we'll try to be easier on the trigger finger with the buttons here so that so we don't accidentally drop a call, because, just getting a lot of callers calling in this morning. But definitely want to go to Alicia in Flaxville. Man, we had such a great time last fall driving from Scobie to Plentywood and stopped in at the Bum Steer. Had a great time in Northeast Montana, as always. But a couple of messages that came in on our Montana Talks app in the meantime. Actually, this was an email from Nancy in Roundup. I played that audio of Interior Secretary Deb Haaland couldn't even answer any of the questions that former Trump Interior Secretary and now Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke threw her way. Nancy in Roundup says, Secretary of Interior Deb Haaland is a typical example of a diversity hire. She has no qualifications for her job. A month ago, she was in Australia talking about the Aboriginal people. Americans are her business, not foreigners. She wastes her time and American tax dollars because she is uneducated in the position that she now holds within our government. The question former Trump Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke asked her the question, can you pick any place in the United States that you have identified to fast track so we are not vulnerable to China and Russia in these in both our military defense and electric vehicle production? And what was her answer? She says, we are working on identifying those critical minerals. You guys already pushed all these Green New Deal programs that already shipped all this money to China. And you're telling me you don't even have a plan in place yet for how to encourage more of this domestic production of critical minerals? There's a big deposit in the southern end of the Bitterroot Valley right here in Montana that we read about, that we shared with you here recently. And even aside from the critical minerals, what about the copper? A typical electric vehicle is going to need four times the amount of copper than your traditional vehicle would need. So why are we still seeing legal battles underway for this copper mine near White Sulphur Springs? Why do our miners in Libby, Montana still have to jump on an airplane to go mine in Alaska when they could be mining right down the road? Because we have an administration that has sold us out to the communist Chinese. That's exactly, and you heard me right, that's what Attorney General Austin Knutson had to say. He says, he basically says, at this point it is clear President Biden and his family have been compromised by the Chinese government. Multiple confirmed banking records prove that the Biden family has received huge unearned payments from China. This is a smoking gun. And he shared a Fox Business story talking about the Biden family and financial records that were willingly provided from a Chinese American bank. All right, back into the phone lines we go. Alicia. Let me double check. Make sure, because I might be looking at my old messages. Oh, no, I think Alicia is back on the phone lines. Alicia, is that you in Flaxville?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for grabbing my call. I appreciate it. We enjoy your program while we're feeding cows. We're covered in snow up here. It's great to hear about what's going on all over Montana. So thank you for that. I was just jumping in quick. I had heard the previous caller speaking about some of the legislation regarding out-of-state elk licenses for folks who own land in Montana. And I just had a few details to add to that that might round it out a little bit. Pretty interesting bill in that there's a couple of them. One was to adjust the amount of acres that a landowner could provide a landowner-led hunt type of opportunity, and it would be open only to their immediate family. And again, this kind of came out of Paradise Valley, if I remember correctly, because there's just so many small ranchettes, right? And I think the original criteria was 640 acres, and they were going to try and adjust that because so many ranchettes were experiencing, you know, tremendous elk pressure. And then, of course, adjoining ranchers with their stock were really struggling. And so just trying to get a handle on the elk population and the elk damage. And so I think it's kind of a win. I think that it's an opportunity for people who actually own land and pay taxes here to have the opportunity to have some hunts on smaller acreages. And so I just thought I'd add a few details to that this morning. So
well, that's great. Well, I tell you, it was one of my favorite stories to tell people when I travel the state, because you never know how many people are listening to this show. And I told this story about, you know, the Iron Curtain and Lawrence Reed and the lights flickering in Warsaw. But anyway, I one of my favorite stories to tell is, you know, we were bar hopping in Scobie with some friends there and listeners there. Then we went over to Plentywood. I was the designated driver, so I had to take it easy that day. But we popped into the Bum Steer for dinner, and there were these three young cowboys at the bar, and we got to talking with them. These guys were like, "We make sure that every day at 9 a.m. we are checking on cows so we can be in the pickup listening to your show and listening to the callers."
Exactly. You provide all the coffee talk afterwards as well. So we appreciate it. We appreciate it. Hey, and I was just going to put a quick plug in. You know, it's really easy for everybody to go to leg.mt.gov, and you guys can jump on. You know, I really encourage every Montana citizen to jump on. You guys can listen and watch those hearings and testimonies. You can easily volunteer to testify, and they'll Zoom call you, and it works out so slick to be involved in our local government. So yeah. It's a pretty neat feature for good old Montana.
That's right. Yeah. Alicia, there was another funny story, but you know, about people that will make sure they're checking on cows or doing something in their pickup in the 9 o'clock hour. So I'm at the gate show in Glendive, and actually it was one of our listeners from Wolf Point. They were friends. So we had a couple from Wolf Point that was in town, and they went to the gate show with a couple from Glendive. The lady from Glendive, she said her son will always say he's got work to do, and he'll get in the pickup every day in the 9 o'clock hour and listen to KXGN. She said he'll drive the pickup and he'll hide behind the hay bales and the haystacks. And just sit there.
I believe it.
He'll sit there in the pickup and listen the whole time. And I forgot to share that story.
You can see a lot of our neighbors doing the same thing. You're just kind of, you meant to go grab a bale, but you got distracted by the radio and you're busy sitting and listening. So we sure appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Hey, no, thank you. Well, that's an honor to hear from you. Thanks for calling in, Alicia. Hope to catch up with all you guys at the Bum Steer again one of these days, or at one of the cafes in Plentywood or Scobie, or stop in and see us if you make it near the Montana Talk Studios one of these days as well. All right, 406-294-0970. Mason is back on the phone lines. Wanted to talk TikTok. What's going on, Mason?
Oh, I'm just out here up on a hill trying to get some service. But on this TikTok ban, have you ever heard of the bill S-686?
I don't know that particular bill number, but I know there's a certain TikTok ban that even like Jesse Waters and Tucker Carlson are saying, whoa, 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 guys, you do not want to go down this path. Is that the one I'm thinking of?
Yeah. And why I'm calling is I'm on TikTok, and it kind of gave me a 15 minutes of fame here about a year ago. We farm and stuff out here, and I had some videos go kind of viral. One had like 20 million, and I ended up actually getting paid by TikTok for these videos. And I mean, it was $0 that I put in. But why I want to talk about it is in the bill, not only does it ban TikTok, but it gives the feds power to minority to monitor any activity used by suspected devices like those VPNs.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And they will be able to monitor you 24/7 without telling you. And what will happen by the president appointing a secretary of communications, if they can form their own group without a vote in parliament, and they can have a meeting behind closed doors.
Montana's electric cooperatives oppose any effort or study in support of dam breaching because of how vital this clean, renewable power source is to our members.
It's not too early to talk to your child about drinking. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
News Talk 9 is now. Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
See, look at that. Who knew we had a TikTok celebrity from Gidley, Montana on the phone lines? It's near Ritchie, is where you ranch at, Mason. But yeah, you were telling me during the break, you've had a couple of videos. Well, the same video, but one just you added a little Pac-Man flair to it. What did you have, a GoPro video of you out, with the chopper, doing work out on the ranch, and you got, what, millions and millions of views?
Yeah, I think all together, probably three videos, I probably got 40 million views or something like that. And I don't know if I'd call it famous. I mean, I went from like 6,000 followers to 65,000 or something like that. I thought it was pretty cool that we're in the middle of nowhere and I reached that many people, though.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people that use it for business. I know one of the bills that's being discussed in back in Washington is where they would basically, or efforts is, okay, force the communist Chinese to sell TikTok to a truly American company, and then you put that wall in place so that they can't use it as an intelligence collection platform or push their PSYOP agenda on it. But I do agree with you. I think the concerns that I'm hearing about some of the legislation, even for people who might be in favor of a TikTok ban or the forced selling of a TikTok from a communist Chinese entity, well, what it sounds like some of these bills would do would allow the federal government to willy-nilly shut down any platform that they out of thin air decide is a threat. And we've seen how they've shut down Americans' First Amendment rights on false information when they knew it was false.
Well, then I've seen so much stuff on TikTok that nobody talks about on the mainstream news, like the protests in France. They didn't really have anything about that for a long time, and I found that out. And then, like, the protest in the Netherlands with when they're cutting back on urea for fertilizer, and they were protesting in the streets. And I mean, you don't hear about anything like that in the mainstream.
Oh yeah. And then what ended up happening with those farmers, with those Dutch farmers? They pushed back, they rallied in the streets, and they fought back using the elections process, and the Dutch farmers had a massive victory, a massive surprise victory in their recent elections.
Yes, and that's what needs to happen, is us gather peacefully and protest about what we believe in, I feel.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, well, it was great to get your insight and great to hear from you. It's not too often we have celebrities call into the show. So, Mason, great to hear from you. That was a pleasure. 406-294-0970, the number for you. Mark in Paradise Valley, I think, has been patiently waiting. Mark, are you still there?
I am.
Yeah, thanks. What's on your mind?
Well, listening to everything going on, everybody wonders exactly what is taking place with all the drag queen stuff and the gender reassignment and such like that. It's all part of the communist manifesto about disrupting a society so you can rebuild it. And finally, it looks like Americans are starting to become much more aware. We've got people in political power, per se, actually seeing the light, if you will, with the Bidens. They're no more than what the Rosenbergs were during the Second World War. And I'm really curious, when they're found guilty, or if they are found guilty, then are they going to receive the same type of judicial strong tactics that were used against the Rosenbergs, or are we just going to let them fly and let the communist Chinese, because basically all we are right now is a puppet to the communist Chinese, providing. I live in Livingston, and I'm watching coal go out of here by the train loads twice a day. Mm-hmm. And we can't use it in the United States, but we're supplying China. come on, people.
Yeah, the point that Zinke made to Biden Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, China produces more emissions than any other country on the planet. And her response was, I probably read that somewhere. Yeah, these people who lecture us about carbon dioxide emissions all day long, I probably read about China being the largest producer. Okay, I swear I've hit this button before and it didn't drop all the phone lines, and now I hit the button and it dropped the other phone lines. Tammy in Scobie and Chris in Columbia Falls, call right back in because I promise I was going to go to the two of you next, and but whatever button I pushed, the thing must be getting finicky with me here today because yeah, definitely want to get to your phone calls as well here. 294-0970. I briefly mentioned this story at the top of the hour. Full report on our Montana Talks website. Liberal Senator John Tester, as you heard in Lane Nordland's ag report earlier, he voted against WOTUS yesterday, voted against the Waters of the U.S. rules. Just another phony, fake moderate attempt by the flip-flop flat top who's up for re-election next year. He supported WOTUS in 2015 when the Farm Bureau told him not to. He supported it as recently as last month, dismissing Republican efforts to throw out WOTUS. Oh, but see, he's afraid for 2024, so he has to pretend to be moderate. But don't worry, because Joe Biden's going to veto it anyway. So John Tester, his vote will actually do nothing. Chris in Columbia Falls, looks like you get the final word this morning. Thanks for calling back in.
Yeah, Aaron, did you do a piece on the Ford Motor Company building that big plant for batteries? It's an enormous plant.
They wanted to put it in Virginia, and the Virginia governor said, no, we're not going to give that money to the communist Chinese. So he rejected it. Where did they end up putting it?
It's Tennessee, I think, and it's built by Ford Motor Company. So, but anyway, getting back to the hunting issue, you know, there's a lot of the BLM land in this state and a lot of state.
Unfortunately, we ran out of time, so I apologize with that phone issue. Or we